Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Khatim India Limited Q3 and 9 months FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Orient Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sumit Khaitan from Orient Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Viren. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the conference call to discuss the result for Q3 and 9 months FY24 of Khatim India Limited. Today, from the management, we have Mr. Ritwik Roy Boman, Whole-time Director, and Mr. Indrajit Chaudhary, CFO. Before we start the call, I would like to give a small disclaimer that this conference call may contain certain forward-looking statements which are based on beliefs, opinion, and expectations of the company as on date. Actual results may differ materially. A detailed safe harbor statement has also been published in the company's investor presentation, which was uploaded on the stock exchange. I hope everyone had a chance to go through the results and presentation before this call. I would now like to hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah, hi. Good evening. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Khatim India Limited, it is my pleasure to welcome you all to this conference call to discuss the Q3 and 9-month FY24 results. We appreciate your time and interest in our company's performance. I hope that everyone had an opportunity to go through the financial results and investor presentation, which have been uploaded on the websites of the stock exchanges. The consumer demand remains to be sluggish in Q3 as well. Despite these challenging market conditions, the company has sustained its growth path. Our revenues grew by 5% year-on-year, reflecting the strength of our brand and the resonance of our products in the market. EBITDA has grown by 9% year-on-year, exhibiting our operational efficiency and strategic decision-making. Contribution from retail sales stood at 68% in Q3 FY24 and 67% in 9-month FY24. Our retail stores count as on 9-month of FY24 stands at 864 stores. We opened 15 new stores this quarter. Moving to model-wise store count, our CEO store count as on 9-month FY24 CEO company-owned outlet is at 221, and for franchisee model stands at 643. Our distribution business contributed to 28% in revenues in Q3, and for 9-month FY24, the contribution stood at 30%. We added 6 new distributors in the quarter, taking our total count to 747 distributors as on 9-month FY24. Our distribution network continues to remain strong in each zone, with 481 distributors as on 9-month FY24. Our retail and distribution business are currently present in 25 states and 5 union territories as of December 2023. In recent developments, the company, on receipt of 25% of the application money, has issued 408,768 fully convertible equity share warrants on private placement basis to one promoter and two non-promoter entities at an issue price of rupees 365 per warrant, including a premium of rupees 355 per warrant, aggregating up to rupees 14.92 crores. The said warrants shall be converted into equity shares on the receipt of 75% of the issue price within a period of 18 months from the date of allotment. The funds raised will be utilized largely towards the retail expansion and revamping of our existing stores. Now, moving on to the Q3 and 9-month FY24 financial highlights. First, the quarterly performance. On quarterly performance, revenue from operations for quarter 3 FY24 stood at ₹156.2 crores as against 149 crores same period last year, grew by 4.9% year on year. Gross margin for the quarter stood at 45.7%, up by 410 basis points year on year, as higher contribution from retail sales has led to the favorable product mix. The EBITDA for the quarter stood at 18.2 crores, registering a growth of 8.7% year on year. Operating EBITDA margin for the quarter stood at 11.7%, up by 50 basis points year on year. The net profit for the quarter stood at 1.8 crores, down by 62% year on year. PAT margins for the quarter stood at 1.2%, down by 200 basis points year on year. Now moving on to the 9-month FY24 financial highlights. Revenues from operation for 9-month FY24 stood at 471.3 crores as against 501.1 crores in 9-month FY23, a decrease of 5.9% year on year. Gross margin for 9-month FY24 stood at 45.1%, up by 390 basis points year on year. EBITDA for 9-month FY24 stood at 54.1 crores as against 56.1 crores in the 9-month FY23, a degrowth of 3.5% year on year. EBITDA margins for 9-month FY24 stood at 11.5%, up by 30 basis points year on year. Profit after tax stood at ₹5.3 crores for 9-month FY24 versus ₹13.2 crores in 9-month FY23, a decrease of 60.1% year on year. PAT margins for 9-month FY24 stood at 1.1%, down by 150 basis points year on year. We appreciate your continued support and are confident that our proactive approach will yield positive outcomes in the coming quarters. With this, I now conclude my speech and we are open for question and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Akhil Parekh from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. My first question is on the demerger process. You can just highlight what is the timeline for the demerger process to get completed and when would be the separate listing of the distribution would happen?
At present, the matter is pending with the stock exchange. Once they give their approval, then the same will be sent to the NCLT, and we think that there might be some extra time would be required, around another 6 months to complete the formalities.
So initial timeline was by June, so you're saying another 6 months from June of 2024, is that correct?
Yes, initial timeline was June, but I think there will be a spillover of time because it has taken long time in stock exchanges. So I think by August it will be completed.
Okay. And the separate listing of the distribution business?
Huh?
And the separate listing of the distribution business will happen by when?
Listing moment. Once the order comes from the NCLT, the next month first listing will happen. It will be working as a separate company from the month, the first of the next month from which we get the order from the NCLT.
Okay. So hopefully by September we should see that happen.
Yes.
Okay. The second question is the EBITDA margin for the retail business, right? If I look at it for the quarter specifically, it was slightly sluggish, I would say. I mean, it's at 16%, while it was 17% plus last year, and this year it was a festive season. So despite having a festive season and despite seeing the improvement on the gross margin level, the EBITDA margin was down basically. So any specific reason for the same?
Because during the festive time, we have also given some schemes and promotion to our retail and franchisee. So that cost has been accounted in the third quarter. So that's the reason why the EBITDA margin came down a little bit from what was in the second quarter.
Okay. And so on the last phone call, you had highlighted that, you know, we are targeting, you know, 19% to 20% of EBITDA margins for retail business in the next 2 years. Do we stick around that guidance of EBITDA margin of 20% for retail business for next 2 years?
If the business improves, if there is a growth of 10-12% in retail business, obviously we can think of achieving 18-20% in the next 3 years.
Okay. And lastly, on the distribution business, it's been loss-making since last 3 quarters. If you can highlight some of the steps which we are taking, and should we expect the distribution business to be EBITDA positive by next quarter or maybe first quarter of 25?
No, what we are doing, we are now, as I have told earlier, that the distribution business, we are reducing the debtors and we are not pushing the sales in the distribution and trying to do the cost control. So once the demerger thing happens, then there will be some steps that we can take for further cost reduction. So I think when once the distribution business is separated, you can expect we would try to make it an EBITDA, break-even EBITDA.
Okay. So for next 2 quarters, it might be
if the business improves, means we are now working on the demand of the business. If the demand improves, then we can get a positive EBITDA. But we are not pushing for the sales and increasing our debtors. So if the sales, if we reach a level, then I think it will be a EBITDA positive.
Okay. But are there any signs of green shoots of improvement in demand for distribution business?
Yes, yes, we have taken corrective action and we are now seeing that positive results are coming from Bihar and UP. But we are not going ahead whole hog. We are only working on based on the demand that is coming from the distributor.
Sir, and lastly, if I can squeeze one more question. On the other income part, we have seen a significant decline on a YY basis.
Last year there was a sale of a Kajwa factory, which has happened, and the other income was in the higher side. This year there was no such sale of property. So in spite of doing EBITDA which is more than last year's third quarter, but our net profit didn't increase because there was a 3.2 crores of other income included in last year's third quarter, which is not included this year.
Okay, thank you. I'll get back to you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Deepak Shankara Narayanan from Trustline PMS. Please go ahead.
Good evening, everyone, and thanks a lot for the opportunity. Sir, last quarter we had discussed that due to shift of Puja festival, COCO stores expected to do higher growth in Q3. So what is the kind of growth we have seen in COCO and franchisee stores in retail business?
COCO, since the sale was shifted to third quarter, COCO, there was a growth of around 21%. And overall, because we do the franchisee sale before Puja, so that happened in second quarter. Overall retail growth was 8%.
Okay, okay. And what is the kind of price hike taken during the quarter?
No price hike was taken during the quarter.
Okay.
Okay.
The volume degrowth has also reduced
in the
during this in the third quarter. Like before the third quarter in Q2 and all, we used to have early double digits kind of a volume degrowth. But in the Q3, the YTD YTD level it has reduced to early single digits volume degrowth. So festive season was good for us, and East has done particularly very well. Like East zone has almost like it has become at par with what it was last year in a YTD level. When the after the festive season crossed, it has become at par with the previous. So East has done well for us.
Okay. And how has been this sports shoe business doing for us? Last quarter we have been discussing about the new launches awaited for the sports shoe products, and what is the kind of contribution currently there?
Yeah, sports shoe is fine. Sports shoe is like somewhere anywhere between 17% to 20% contribution. We have seen the ladies sports shoes do very well. Okay. We didn't have much of ladies sports shoes, so that especially the new launches, the ladies sports shoe range was a both were success in the new launch, the ladies and the gents sports shoe, but the ladies as per the new launch more. So sports shoes was good, good for us. Yeah.
And in case of our Coco, we have seen that in the higher range also the sports shoe has done well. In more than 2,000, more than 1,500 to 2,500.
And so what is the kind of impact we are seeing on the implementation of BIS? So last quarter we have said we can give more better outlook on Q4, right?
Yes, what we have done in December, we have purchased more so that there is a given in the BIS that product belonging more before 31st December 2023 you can sell, but no BIS required. So we purposely purchased some stock, but from 1st January all our products that are manufactured are in our factory, it is BIS registered, and from the vendor also we are taking BIS registered product where it is applicable.
Okay, so this change in sourcing strategy, has it increased our overall cost of operation? So our gross margin will get impacted?
There are slight changes in our manufacturing. We are maintaining that BIS standard, but in case of vendors, some we have seen that some price increase is there, but that is very nominal. We'll try to keep the MRP intact so that the volume growth that we have seen remains there, and there might be some impact in gross margin for some particular product of the vendor, but that is not much.
Okay, so overall we don't expect any impact on margins on this.
No,
nothing big, like it's going to be similar.
What is the kind of retail store additions we are planning for next year?
We are planning to do around Coco, 25 Cocos, primarily in East and some in South. And in case of franchisee, we are around 65 to 70 franchisees.
Oh, okay. Thanks a lot and all the best, sir. I'll join back with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhargav from Ambit Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, team, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is it possible to know what has been the volume growth in the retail business in this quarter? On the distribution side, the volume decline?
Mr. Bhargav, I'm sorry to interrupt. You're sounding a little low.
Yeah, is this okay?
Yes, now you're audible. Please go ahead.
Yeah, what has been the volume growth in the retail business in the third quarter?
Around 17%. Retail, this is retail sales.
CO.
Our CO.
CO 17% volume growth.
17, right? 17%.
Yeah, 17.
And in FOFO, any sense?
Franchisee, we have seen that during this festive, they have also grown in volume. It's around 10 to 11%. But when we sell the franchisee in the previous quarter, so the primary sale is not an estimate of volume growth. The secondary sales gives the estimate of the volume.
And franchisee in the second quarter, in the primary sale, they had a growth from last year because they bought from us in the second quarter. And then they had sold in the third quarter the secondary sales. So there is a double digit growth there also.
So mainly we are seeing that during the festive there is a growth, but non-festive period there is a sluggishness in the market.
Yeah.
Okay. And what is the current debt on the balance sheet?
Around 122 crores.
So once the demerger happens, I presume that large part of this debt will be attributed to the retail business, right?
Yes, around 100 crore would be attributed to retail business and balance would be in the distribution.
Okay. On the distribution side, what could be the fixed cost, sir, on a per annum basis?
Fixed cost would be around, if you consider all the factory costs and everything, around 75 crores.
Per annum?
Per annum.
Okay. And lastly, sir, what is the utilization levels of the factory and what is the plan ahead?
The utilization at present is around 55 to 60% in Hawaii. In PU it is around 80 to 85% and in PVC it is around 40 to 45%.
Okay, fair enough. And I believe we are also trying a lot to reduce the cost of labor in the factory, right?
Yes, we are trying to make sure the once the production is less, the variable cost is less. But in order to reduce the fixed cost, there are some activities that has to be taken, but that activities will do post demerger.
Okay. So, is there a substantial reduction in fixed cost that could happen post demerger?
That is based on how much capacity we'll be using, or we can think of an OEM outsourcing. This type of thing we can plan post demerger.
Okay. Whatever spare capacity we can think of OEM, or some other things we are seeing. There are a lot of people who want these products also. So we'll explore that bit also, but after demerger.
Sure. Yeah. All right, sir. Thank you very much for your answers and all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Geta from Alpha Invesco. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. So I wanted to know our volume, retail volume numbers, pair sold for Q3, Q1Q and year on year. If you could please provide.
Yeah, one second.
Just a minute. For the 9 months in retail, we have sold around 56 lakhs pairs.
Okay, 56 lakhs. Okay, and could you provide quarterly, Q3 and Q2?
Q3, we have sold around 19 lakhs.
19 lakhs. And what for Q2?
Huh?
For Q2, FY24, Q3?
Around 20 lakhs.
20 lakhs. Okay. And so I wanted to know, we had a receivable pending from the Punjab and UP. So for the 9 months, how much have we received and how much is yet to be received?
We have received around 28 crores from UP and we have a pending of around 10 CR in UP and we have a pending of around 32 CR in Punjab.
Okay. So, sir, so the UP pending, which 10 crores comes through, will that go for debt reduction or we have payables for that?
We have some payables also. So what is payable, I think 5 to 6 crores is payable. That would be paid and balance would be used for debt and working capital.
Okay. And of 32 crores of funds, if we receive that?
Once it comes,
how will that be utilized?
It will, we have a creditors of 5 to 6 crores and balance would be used in repayment of debt.
Okay, so 25 crores might go for debt. Okay. When do we anticipate to receive the Punjab amount?
It is in the High Court. It is pending. So once the judgment comes, then the process again starts. So it will take some time, around 6 to 8 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 6 to 8 months. So another thing on Q2 call.
Your voice is mumbling.
Yeah. Is this audible now?
Yes, yes.
Better. Yeah. I was saying on the Q2 call, we guided for a 7 to 8% growth. But in Q3, we're not able to showcase that level of growth. So any particular reasons and how do we see Q4 panning out?
In retail, we have made a growth of 8%. Because the distribution has gone down
by 3%,
so the overall growth is 5%. But retail, we have grown by 8%. So that we have told around 7 to 8%. But in the fourth quarter, I think retail will be muted.
Will be muted.
Thank
you, sir. I'll come back.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Dhruv Mukesh Bajaj from Smart Sync Investment Advisory Services. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, Mr. Dhruv.
Yes, you are audible.
Yes, sir. I wanted to know that is there any particular reason as to why are we unable to get approvals from NSE for the demerger since it is pending from the last quarter, if I remember correctly?
Yes, yes, the process, because there are lots of questions and back-to-back answers are going on, and also we require the NOC from the bankers. So it is taking time from the NOC. We have got 3 NOCs from the bank. One is required. Once we give that, then the in-principle approval will come from the stock exchanges. It is taking a little bit more time as compared to what we have estimated.
So is it because that the distribution business is currently doing loss and that's why we are facing these issues?
No, that is not related to any distribution doing loss.
Okay. And sir, we earlier had negligible revenues from e-commerce website, like around 2 to 3%, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
However, it was very good to see us participating at Myntra's recent sale. So is our plan of launching new product line in e-commerce segment on track, and what is the long-term target mix?
We are giving some special products for our e-commerce business. We have done around 18 crores of turnover in e-commerce this year in 9 months. So yes, we are offering different types of product in e-commerce business, and we plan to do around 4 to 5% of our business in e-commerce.
Okay, sir. And sir, is the entire 15 crore funds used up? And if so, then how has been the response, especially in the refurbishment of existing stores, where you have earlier stated that it can boost SSG by around 7 to 8% without high capex? So what's
the fund? We have got 25% of the fund. Once the fund comes, this is fund that is allocated for next year expansion and refurbishment, not for this year.
Yeah. Okay, sir. Okay, I will join that. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Darshan Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you, sir. So my first question is just looking at your numbers, and I could see that in the before in the call you had said they have not taken any price hikes, and yet we've seen that, you know, your margins have improved. I'm talking about the gross margin level for both retail and distribution for Q3 and 9M. So if you can just highlight what margin improvement activities that you've undertaken to ensure that this has happened?
See, what price hike we have taken in the first quarter. Okay, so the product came in the second quarter. So the margin we are seeing hike is because of the new product that came in during the festive season. And in distribution, what has happened is the price of the raw material has become a little unstable. So that has given rise to the margin in distribution business.
Okay, sir. And so Q4, what are the kind of margins can we expect? Or was it that Q3 was a festive season, that's why we've seen peak margins here?
In retail, their margin would be less because the EOSS season will come in and it is already started. So your margin will shrink. But yeah, I think in distribution, their margin will be remain the same.
Okay, sir. And I just have a final question. I was referring to the geographical reach slide in your presentation. So in each, we have more or less similar kind of retail stores and distribution. I'm talking just percentage-wise. But when I see in South, you have more of retail stores, while in North, you have more of distribution stores. So what is fundamentally different in these two geographies, if you can highlight that you've chosen this distribution strategy for North and East?
We are mainly focusing East. Okay. And we don't have so much presence in distribution either in North or on South. Maybe there are distributors, but since we are now consolidating the distribution business, we are focusing on the distributors of the East. And in South, in retail, we have already 150 stores. So that's the reason we are doing around 22 to 23% of our sales from South.
Okay, okay. And finally, a bookkeeping question, last. So what was our advertising spend till 9M FY24?
Just a minute.
Yes, sir.
Around 6 crores of advertising expenses has been done in 9 months, FY24.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nakul Doshi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much. So my first question was that if you could throw some light on the performance of our subsidiary company, which is present in Bangladesh, our Khadim Shoe Bangladesh Limited for the quarter, that would be great.
There is no operation in Bangladesh company because now we are rectifying the Indian business. So we decided to just go away with the Bangladesh business operation. Once our Indian business and our distribution business settles, then only we will look forward for the Bangladesh business.
Okay, so in near future also we are not planning to enter the Bangladesh business?
We have some plan, but that is a little bit a different style. We don't want to put our finance and operation. If we are a registered brand in Bangladesh, if we get someone who can manufacture on our behalf, then we can think it differently. But at present, we don't have any such plans going forward.
Okay, and what is our SSSG and volume growth for the retail segment?
For the Q3, the SSSG is at the same level, but the volume growth in Q3 is around 17% in our COCO stores.
And how do we expect this to grow in the coming quarters?
See, as I told you, fourth quarter there is no festive is there. So there will be the, as we have seen, other than the festive season, the demand is muted. So once, again in festive that will come is in Eid. So I think the fourth quarter, I think we are trying to keep the same level of volume that we have done in the fourth quarter, FY23.
Okay, and one last question from my side. Like, our other expenses have increased in this quarter. So, like, what was the major reason behind that?
The main reason in this other expense increase is the festive season, which was in Q3, where we do, as I told in the first question, that we do all promotional and expenses for the consumer gifting and all these things. We give gifts for purchasing for more than 1,000, then more than 2,000 and 3,000, both in our COCO and our CEO and in our franchisee. Also, we have done advertisement during the puja time, so that has increased the other expenses in quarter Q3 FY24.
Okay, got it. That's it from my side.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Nirav Shah from ASP FinServ. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, just wanted to know how much capex do we have planned or penciled in, and how we are going to intend to finance it for the next quarter or full year.
Next year, as we have planned, of 25 COCOs and also refurbishment of our existing stores. So we have planned a retail capex of around 12 crores. And also for that, we have raised the equity, which will be utilized for funding that capex.
Okay. So that equity raising is through the...
Yes.
I'm not sure. From how do we raise the equity?
We have made a preferential allotment and already...
Okay. So that's from the internal accrual only you are going to finance it?
No, internal accrual. The promoter has invested and non-promoters have also invested in this preferential allotment of around 15th year. So that will be completed by this year end, and that fund will be utilized solely for expansion and refurbishment.
Okay. And which are the geographical areas that the new stores is going to come up?
We would be opening new stores in Eastern region and Southern region, maximum in Eastern region.
Eastern region. Okay. Got it. Yeah.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Sumit Khaita for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for joining the call. I would also like to thank the management for sparing the time and answering the questions today. We are Orient Capital, investor relation advisors to Khadim India Limited. For any queries, please feel free to reach out to us. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you to all.
On behalf of Khadim India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.